Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My brothers, my sisters, today is the 21st Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year B. Our first reading will be taken from Joshua chapter 24, verses 1 to 2, 15 to 18. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 34. Our second reading will be taken from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 5, verses 21 to 32. Our gospel reading will be taken from St. John's Gospel, chapter 6, verses 60 to 69. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is, it's a battle line, where do you stand? It's our battle line, where do you stand? My brothers and sisters, St. Paul says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, we battle not against flesh and blood, angry atheists, religious fundamentalists, or hostile secularists, but against rulers, corrupt authorities, cosmic powers, and evil forces. Hence, the battle line is real and not a fairy tale. That battle line was foreshadowed by Joshua in today's first reading and authenticated by Jesus in today's gospel reading. Joshua guarded God's people in Shechem, where Abraham received and accepted the Lord's mission. He urged them to either renew their commitment to the Lord or worship the false gods. Having tasted the goodness of the Lord, having reviewed the love of God, the people answered, "We have no intention of deserting the Lord and serving other gods." Thus, Joshua and God's people recommitted to the worship and mission of the Lord as stated in the law of the Lord. In contrast, many of the followers of Jesus rejected his call to believe and accept the new covenant, not written with ink on tablets of stones, but enfleshed in his scorched body and blood. In other words, they could not accept Jesus as the true bread come down from heaven, the bread that satisfies our hunger and grants us eternal life. But, my brother, my sister, I want to believe that you are not in doubt. We are not in doubt because Jesus is the true bread come down from heaven. We believe that he is the true bread come down from heaven. He is the living word of God and bearer of the new covenant sealed in his blood, offered for our salvation. St. John says in chapter 3, verse 19, that Jesus is the light come into the world, but men loved darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. In other words, my brother, my sister, there is a battle line between light and darkness. The question is, where do you stand? After the departure of those who chose the flesh, Jesus turned to the 12, and he turns to you today, and he asked the 12, where do you stand? Do you want to go too? The question is, my brother, my sister, are we willing to recommit to and follow Jesus' life, or do we prefer to remain nominal children of God, nominal Christians? Do we prefer to remain the way we are, or do we yearn to become better and greater persons and children of God? In a world where evil has a justified garment and the truth has become bitter, it is difficult to review, renew, and recommit to Jesus' life. But it is important to note the words of St. Peter in response to Jesus in today's Gospel reading. To whom shall we go? You have the message of eternal life. If we have decided to stay and battle with Jesus, St. Paul calls us in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 13 to wear the full armor of God and be battle ready for victory with Jesus. May the Lord grant us victory in all our battles today and in all our battles this week. May the goodness of the Lord be made manifest in Jesus' name. Amen. May He bless and heal us and grant us the victories we have been praying for. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.